Okay. Today is Daf Lamed Aleph. We are on the bottom of Daf Lamed. So we're in the middle of a question. We're in the middle of an answer, but we'll repeat the question. The question was, Abaye said that if somebody eats truma, if a czar eats truma, not his own truma, that's an example of Kimlei Midrabamine, because the truma, the isser of the eating someone else's property and the chi of Misa, come at the same moment. So the Gemara asked, but Rabbi Lechunji ben Hakana said that if somebody steals chalev of somebody else and eats it, the chiyuv of stealing comes the moment he picks it up, but the chiyuv of misa, of kares, only comes after he eats it. Why isn't that the same case over here by the truma? The chiyuv of the stealing comes the moment he picks it up, and the chiyuv of the misa should only come after he eats it, and not at the same moment. There should be no kimle. So the Gemara, well, up to the end, we'll repeat the answer of Rav Papa. So the Gemara says, where is it? So the Gemara said, Rav Papa says, in the third to bottom line, Kigon shetachav lo chavero mashkin shel truma usoch piv. What happened was, your friend, we'll have to go back before that. So let's go back to where it says, Hachav Ma'iskinon. Hachav Ma'iskinon, what's the case? Kigon, Shetachav Lo Chavero L'Soch Piv. Someone else put the truma in your mouth. Someone else put it in your mouth. Therefore, the chi of the isser of stealing and the isser of the truma comes at the same moment. So the Gemara says, not true. So, bottom line, Kivan Dele'ise Kanye, right? When you start chewing it, that's when you're chayev for the money. But mischayev benafsho, the avera, the misa, is lo havi ad debale. That doesn't happen until you swallow it. It's not at the same moment. So the Gemara says, no, kigon shetachav lo usoch beis habliya. Someone else stuffed it down your throat. So the Gemara says, so what? Hechidami. What's the case? E dematzi lahadure nahader. If you're able to bring that food back up, you can bring the food back up. And if you don't bring it up, then what? Right? And if you don't bring it up, you're going to be chayev at a different point. That's the Gemara's point. It will not be the same moment, even if you don't bring it up. So Maman of Shachi shouldn't be chayev. If you could bring the food back up and hand it back to the person you stole it from, then fine. And if you don't do that, so the Mefarshim explain, maybe you'll be a mazik, and the issue of mazik will hinge on hana, and the hana will be the moment it enters your throat, but the chi of misa won't be till after you digest it, or till after it's at a later point. So either way, it's not going to be a problem. And e lo matzi lahadure, and if you can't bring it back up, am I chayiv? Why are you chayiv? You're an ones. Somebody else forces something down your throat. You didn't do anything wrong. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha, no, the matzi lahadure ayadei hadchak. No, but the point is, you can bring it back ayadei hadchak, meaning that when you do bring it back, it's not worth anything. It's been so far down your throat that it's mamash mitzmos. No one's eating that. No one's going to take that back. So therefore, there's an issue of mazik, and the issue of mazik means that since it's at a point in your body where you can't bring it back, only at the adchak, so the mazik and the misa come at the same moment. That's the point. It's very shver. That's what the Gemara says. So he's not chayef for misa. He didn't do any eating. So maybe he's somehow chayef for some nezek as well, the other guy. But you're chayef, but you are not chayef for the payment. Therefore, because it's kiblei. So it could be that you're chayef al hana. Right. Rav Papa Amar, a different pshat. Kigon shetachav lo chavero mashkin shel truma l'sof piv. No, what he did was he put liquid down your throat. So liquid you can't bring back. And then again, you have the same issue. Liquid, since once liquid comes into your mouth, so the hana of the liquid and the misa and the chi of misa, there is no digestion, there is no chewing, therefore it comes at the same moment. Rav Ashi Amar, Bizar Sha'achal Truma Mishalo. No, what happened was, here the Tzar was eating his own truma. How did he get his own truma? So Rashi explains that his grandfather was a Kohen. Took his grandfather and he yarshened it. And the Kara, Shira'in shel chaveiro, but he ripped the shirt of somebody else. So what happened? While he was eating the truma, which he's not allowed to do, he was ripping somebody else's shirt. That's a case of kimlei midrabamine. Rashi points out that v'svir leila Rav Ashi, second line, second line of Lamed Aleph, v'svir leila Rav Ashi, miso lazeh, v'tashlumin lazeh, pater. That's a big chiddush, right? Rashi has to tell you, we have a concept of if the misa is to one person, but the tashlumin is to another person, that's a big machlokas in the Gemara. Let's say you murder A, and while you murder A, you rip B's shirt. So we don't say kimle for that. A, you're going to get misa for killing A, and you're going to have to pay B for his shirt. We don't say that. And here, that's exactly what we're saying. Right? You ate truma, and while you ate truma, you ripped somebody's shirt. So therefore what? Kimle. So Rashi says, Rav Ashi must hold, that even if it's misa lezeh, it's hashlum and lezeh, you only have to pay, we still say kimle. Shita B'kabet says, others, the Tosfos, the Rashi, they explain, no. If the misa is because of Yedei Shamayim, if the misa has to do with something, not a bit of the L'chaveiro, not Arayis, or me, or murder, but what do? You ate truma. That's a case of misa, but that's a case of you and between you and Hashem. So if it's between you and Hashem, say these Rishonim, if it's between you and Hashem, the whole concept of misa lezeh, the shulman lezeh, doesn't apply. What'd you do? You ate truma, and while you ate truma, you ripped B's shirt. So who's the other person? Hashem. So you don't say such a thing. There, if we don't have to come on to this, you don't have to say that Rav Ashi argues on that principle. That's a pretty much a standard principle that we hold from. That misa lezeh, tashlum and lezeh, we don't say kimle. And here we're saying it. So Rashi says, oh, he doesn't hold from that. So the Rishonim say, you don't have to come on to that, Rashi. If the misa lezeh is Hashem, it's Hashem that you did something wrong to. By what? By eating truma. That even though you ripped somebody else's shirt, you're still going to be potter. Okay? No good? Okay, next. Gufa. Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, this is what we said yesterday. Moder of Nechumdi ben Hakana, begonev chelba shel chaveiro, that if you steal chelev, v'ochlo, and you eat it, shehu chayev. You're chayev. Why are you chayev? Shekvar nischayev begneva kodum shiyav v'lidei iser chelev. Because at the moment you picked it up to steal it, you were kone it. But the chiyav doesn't come till you eat it. Doesn't come till you eat it, which is 5 minutes later. So first of all, Rav Chista seems to imply that only Rav Nechunya ben Hakana holds from this. Even according to Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, what about everybody else? We don't hold of kimle by kares, but we hold it by misa. So what if somebody is mechal Shabbos, and at the same moment he's mechal Shabbos, not at the same moment. Let's say he steals something on Shabbos, and he carries it. We're going to have that in 5 minutes. So would you say that Rav Chista doesn't say his principle? Of course he would. Of course the principle applies. In other words, the idea of the same moment applies whether he holds from the Chunni ben Akana or not. It applies by Misa also. So why does Rav Chista only mention Kares? Only mention Rav Chunni ben Akana to prove this point? You hear the question? So the Rishonim point out because if you think about it, the Chuni Ben Akana is very makel by Tashlumin. It's very makel. Even by Kares, he doesn't make you pay. Even by Kares, he doesn't make you pay. So you know what? You would have thought, so maybe he's even makel even if it's not at the same moment. You know what? He's not that makel. It has to be at the same moment. Even though he's makel by Kares, he's makel. You think about it, he's machmer in terms of, he's not machmer at all, he's only makel. What's his makel? Even if you get in Kares, you still don't have to pay the guy. Right? He's a big kula. So maybe he's even so makel that you don't have to pay Kares. You don't have to pay, even if it's not at the same moment. Kamash Malan, you have to pay. Okay. So, Lema Pliga Drav Oven. Let's say that this argues on Rav Oven. Who's Rav Oven? The Amar of Avin, because Rav Avin said, Hazorek Chetz Mitzchilas Arba Lesof Arba. If somebody shoots an arrow on Shabbos, and the arrow is going to go four amos in Rishus Harabim, okay? It's going to go four amos in Rishus Harabim, Vikara Shirayin Bahalichaso, and while it's traveling, it's going to rip through somebody's shirt. Right? So you're the putter. Your putter. Your putter, what? Your Rav Avin says you're putter to pay for the guy's shirt. You're putter to pay for the shirt. Why? Because you're going to get skila for being Machal Shabbos. You threw something in the street. You threw something in the Rosh Hashanah. So it's Misa and Tashlumen. You ripped the guy's shirt. Misa and Tashlumen. You only have to pay for the... You're only going to get Misa for the Chil Shabbos. You're putter for the shirt. Right? Hazorei Chetz Mitzchilas Arba L'Sof Arba V'Kar Shirayin B'Halichaso Putter. Why you putter? Shakira Tzorech Hanochahi. Because the Akira is necessary for the Hanacha. In other words, when you shoot an arrow, you have an Akira. What's the Akira? You picked up the arrow, and you're ready to put it in the bow, and you're going to shoot it. Then there's going to be a Hanacha over there. Since it's one Maisa, I ripped the shirt in the middle, I'm putter for the shirt. Hachanami. Here too, you should say the same thing. Hagba Tzorech Achilahi. When I pick up the chalev, right? I now, what am I picking it up for? So I'm going to eat it. So I pick up the chalev. So isn't that the same thing? Isn't that the same thing? I'm picking up the chalev. It's like starting the process to eat it. I'm getting the ball rolling. Just like when I shoot an arrow. I'm getting the arrow rolling. And if I rip a shirt, I'm putter on the shirt. So too, when I pick up the chalev to steal it, I'm getting the bull rolling to eat it. Therefore, when I eat it, I should be putter to pay for the chalev because I'm going to get misa. Now, Rav Chisda didn't hold like that. Rav Chisda said, Yechayev, it's not kimle, it's not at the same moment. But you see from the case of the arrow, that it doesn't have to be exactly the same moment. The Gemara is going to reject this. But that's the thinking. So it must be that Rav Chisda doesn't hold like Rav Avin. Now Rav Avin is not a Tana. That Rav Chisda has to hold from him, but it's a machlokas. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Hachi Hashta? Is that even comparable? It's not comparable at all. Two reasons why it's not comparable. First of all, Hasam, over there by the case of the arrow, E Efshel Hanacha below Akira. It's impossible to get the arrow over there without picking it up over here. It's impossible. How are you going to get the arrow over there? You have to shoot it. It's impossible. Hacha, but over here, Efshel L'Achila below Hagba, you can eat it without picking it up. You know how? The boy gachin v'achel, bend down and eat it like an animal, right? Bend down to the plate and start eating off the plate. You don't have to touch it with your hands. So by Shabbos, the only way to get it from here to there. Right? And by the way, the Rishonim point out the Ramshif says it's not an issue of picking up. The point is you don't have to be konet. You don't have to own that food. You can eat it without ever being konet. How? Bend down and eat it. You didn't pick it up. But there's no way to get the arrow over there. It's over here. It's not how you get it over there. The only way is by shooting it. Right? Inami, also, Hasam over there, Iboy lahadure, if you shoot the arrow and you want to take it back, it's impossible. Lo matzi mahadale, you can't take it back. You shoot, what did I do? I shot an arrow, it's too late. Hacha, but over here, matzi lahadale. Change your mind. You pick it up, you're about to eat it, somebody comes running, by the way, what are you doing? You can change your mind. It's So it's, that's basically what you were saying. It's not comparable at all. Not comparable at all. So, therefore, it's not comparable, and therefore, it doesn't necessarily mean that Rav Ovin argues on Rav Chisda, because the case of Shabbos has nothing to do with the case of Chalev. They're not comparable at all. We'll just say, we'll read two more lines, and then we'll go back. So now, we gave two reasons why it's no good. First of all, the first reason was that it's possible to acquire the, or it's possible to eat the chalev without acquiring it. So you could do step two without doing step one. By Shabbos, it's impossible to do step two, to have the arrow over there without having to throw from over here. And the second one was, by Shabbos, you can't take it back, and by chalev, you can take it back. Right? You can take the action back. So the Gemara says, Ma'ikab ein ha'ilish and ha'ilish. Now, what's the difference between the two reasons? The Gemara says, the difference is, let's say, Ma'ikab ha'ilish and ha'ilish and let's say you're walking down the street, you're holding a knife. And you know what? The kara shiwa in bahali chaso. And while you're walking, you rip a guy's shirt. So lahach lishna damarta efsha lahanacha below akira. According to the one who said, it's possible. It's impossible to have a hanacha without an akira. You can't shoot an arrow over there without. You can't get an arrow over there without shooting it from over here. Hachanami here too. Efsha lahanacha below akira. How did you get the knife in your hand without picking it up? It's impossible. Right? It's impossible. But, lahach lishada marta lo mati mahadule, but, according to the one who says, you can't take the action back by the arrow, but by the chalev, you can take the action back, hachanami mati mahadule, hey, you can take it back. You can put the knife down. Right? When you shoot it, you can't take that back. Once you shoot it, it's too late. But here, you pick it up. You don't have to walk 4 amos. Just like you don't have to eat the chalev, you can put it down. So too, you can put the knife down. That's a difference. The big discussion over here in this Gemara is as follows. First of all, the Achiezer just says, what about ripping the shirt? And let's forget the Dalai Lamas. Didn't you rip the guy's shirt? So isn't that also a violation of Shabbos? Right? You ripped the guy's shirt. So isn't that also a violation of Shabbos? What? It's mekalkel, right? I ruined it. There's a Rashi that says that even if it's mekalkel, even if it's shogeg, it's you still say kimli. So the Achiezer says that by it has to be that by korea, by ripping, it's different. It's one of the we had this earlier. There's no mekalkel by korea. Because if you rip something without intending to improve it, It's not even makalka. It's nothing. It's not even a malacha derabana. Ripping something without some benefit that's gonna accrue is not even makalka derabana by korea. Because by definition, there was no such thing. It's a big lamdash of machlokas over here. Malacha shetichel gufa gets over here. But the point is, by kilkel, it's a big heter. We apply this heter every Shabbos. By makalka, by korea. There is no issue of kilkel by korea. Because it's not that if you write in a destructive manner, so then it's the writing derabanan. That could be. But over here, when you rip in a destructive, it's not even that you're ripping in a derabanan manner. You're not doing the malacha at all. Therefore, korea is not even a factor here. Okay. The big discussion here is there's a Gemara in Bava Kamma that says as follows. A guy steals an animal. Reuven steals an animal, and he's going to sell it to Shimon. So Shimon says, listen, why don't you throw the animal into my courtyard, and then I'll acquire it, right? Because it'll be in my property, and then I'll owe you the money. So the moment the guy picks up the sheep, and he throws it over the fence, he's chai for two things. First of all, he transferred an object from public property to private property, and he also stole it. Right? So he's chayef twice. So the Gemara there says, there's a classic example of kimlei b'drabimine. Right? You chayef mamon and misa, you put there on the mamon. So the Gemara asks, but wait a minute. The Gemara asks this question. The question is, when did the buyer acquire that animal? He acquired the animal the minute the animal landed in the airspace. It's his house. It's his property. You're not chayav for Shabbos until it lands. So it's not the same moment. That's what the Gemara over there asked in Bava Kamma. So all the Rishonim asked, wait a minute. But Rav Oven said that Akira, what's the phrase? Akira Tzara Chanacha. So if Akira Tzara Chanacha, it's all one big Maisa. So what was the Gemara's question over there? You hear this? There are at least four answers to this question. So the easy answer is that the Gemara over there didn't hold like Rav Oven. That's the first, that's the easy answer. That's the easy one out. But all these answers, they show fundamentally how Kimlei works and how carrying works. The Shita Mikubetza says, over here, you intend to shoot the arrow four amos. Right? That's your intention. You intend to shoot the arrow four amos. There, all you care about is that your friend should acquire the animal. So you don't even have a kavana for Tibi Mechal Shabbos. Without a kavana, Tibi Mechal Shabbos, that can be Mechal Shabbos. Therefore, it's different. That's why the Gemara asked. So it doesn't make any sense. There shouldn't be Kimlei. It's not at the same moment. That's what the Gemara was asking. That's what the Shita Mikubetza says. The Shita Mikubetza brings another explanation, which the Stipler expands on, that he says as follows. The only time Kimlei applies is when one person does one Maisa, and that one Maisa has two aspects. It has a Mammon and a Misa. He says over here, so that makes sense over here, but you shoot the arrow and you rip the guy's shirt. You did two things with one Maisa. You rip the guy's shirt and you shot an arrow. He says over there, you throw the animal over the gate, the buyer is the one who acquires the animal. So it's really the buyer who's doing the, yeah, you're going to have to pay because you stole it. That's true. But the Kenyan aspect is the buyer's problem, not the seller's problem. The seller stole an animal and then threw it to the buyer. So the seller is chayav misa, no question about it. He's chayav gineva, no question about it. It's very similar to the first answer. But the Kenyan is the buyer's fault. So you have misa and tashlumin being derived from two different sources. You don't say Kimlei. You hear that? No, you don't hear that? Say it one more time. Kimlei is a one person doing one misa. Right? One person shoots an arrow and rips a shirt. Here it's true, you're going to be chayef misa. You're going to be chayef misa by throwing the animal. You're also going to be chayef to pay the guy back because you stole it. But the kinyan, so he's mechalik between the fact that the acquirer, the buyer of this stolen property, is the one, he's the one that the kinyan happens in his property, he's the one who affects the kinyan. Therefore, even though the thief has to pay back, it's derived from a different source. Chiyuv Tashlumin. He has to pay back. He stole an animal. Kethel, whatever. He stole the animal. No question about it. But when he throws it to the buyer, it's the buyer who's acquiring it. That's not Kimlei. Now, fine. If you don't like that answer, Reb Chaim's answer you'll like. Reb Chaim says unbelievable. He says a big difference. Over here, the Aveira that's being done is being Mavr Dalat Amos Birushus Rabbim. You shoot an arrow here, and it lands over there. So the entire Dalat Amos is one unit of Isser. One unit of Isser. So if you rip a guy's shirt in the middle, it's Kimlei. Why? Because you ripped his shirt while you were doing an Isser. What is it were you doing? You're being Mavr Dalat Amos and Rishus Rabbim. He says, the case in Bava Kamma, what did you do? You didn't throw it four Amos and Rishus Rabbim. You threw it from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus HaYachid. Right? Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. Reb Chaim says, there's no middle ground over there. There's no point. There's no point in the air while it's landing. It's not a different area of halacha. There's no such thing. The only time you have this interim area is going for Amos. It's going from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. So the Gemara there asks, it's not Kimlei. You hear? That's amazing Vart. By Dalat Amos Rishus HaRabim, so it's one unit of time, one unit of Isser. By what? Right. by going from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, you throw the animal over the fence. There's no point where we're going to say it's mammon, the Isser is when it is in the air. No such thing. It's one transfer of property.
Right.
So that's the same. So B'chaim said it's the same moment as he's acquiring it for Shabbos as well.
Yeah.
Even though there can't be an Isser till the Zahanacha, till it lands, but you can't say that in the air there's a different makom. Can't say that. There's no in between area. It's either all or nothing. By four amos, you could say that. That's just chiddush. Therefore, the Gemara asks, it's not kimlei. Right. So while it's in the air, it's not akira or anacha. Right. So therefore, right. So therefore, there is no kimlei. Right. Okay. Next. Gufa. Where are we? Amrav Avin Hazorik Chetz Mitzchilas Arba Lasof Arba V'Kara Shirayim B'Halichaso. Right? You throw the arrow four amos, and while it's going, it rips on my shirt. Pater. You're pater. Why? Shakira Tzorech Anachihi. Right? Because they're kiss for the anach. So, wait a minute. Masrav of Bibi Barabaya. One more second. Hagon if kiss for Shabbos. If somebody steals somebody's wallet on Shabbos, Chayev. You're chayev. Why? Shekvar nischayev. You chayev what? You chayev not only are you chayev to pay back the shirt, the wallet, you're also chayev misa. You chayev both. Why? Shekvar nischayev gneva kodem shiavu de yisr skila. Because the gneva happened before the skila. Why? Because I steal your wallet. The minute I steal your wallet, I'm chayev for stealing. I'm not chayev for Shabbos until I carry it. So it doesn't happen at the same moment. Now, hayim megarer viyotze. If I'm in your house and I'm stealing your wallet, but I don't pick up the wallet. I kick the wallet out of the house. Right? And then at the last second I pick it up and I walk out, then I'm putter. I'm putter to pay you for the wallet. You know why? Shari Isser Shabbos Vigneva Barn Ke'echad. Because it happened at the same moment. So the Gemara asks, Vamai, why Chayev? Hachanami, Lema Hagbot Tzarechot Zahi. When you pick it up, why did you pick up the wallet in the guy's house? What did we say? If I walk into your house and I steal your wallet, I'm chayev the minute I steal it. And I'm not chayev for carrying until I walk out into Rosh Hashanah. But wait a minute. If akira tzorech hanacha, I'm picking it up to carry it out. But I'm doing stage one, I'm going to do stage two. I shoot the arrow, it's going to rip the guy's shirt. I should be punted to pay you. Right? So the Sheet of Megrezel just points out one thing. In the first case, we said Isser Skila, right? It says, Hagonif Kis B'Shabbos, we want that Shava the Isser Skila. And then we say, Hey, Megar V'Yotze, Megar V'Yotze, part of the Shavu Isser Shabbos. Why do we change Lashans from Isser Skila to Isser Shabbos? So the Sheet of Megrezel explains exactly what I said before, that the Kimle even applies if it's only an Isser Derabanan. I'm sorry, only if it's an Isser Shogig, and only if it's, even if it's an Isser Shogig. And we want to highlight that point by using the word Isser Shabbos, which could be anything, as opposed to Isser Skila, which is bemazed. Anyway, Vamai, why Yechayev? Hachanami Neima Lema Hagbah Tzorech Otzahi. Say the Hagbah was for the eventual removal of the wallet, and then therefore you should not be Chayev for picking it up. You should only be Chayev for Misa. So the Gemara says, "Hachol ma'iskin and can go shake bar al manas latznio." No, you picked it up to just walk around with it. Then v'nim lachalav. Then you change your mind, v'hotzio, and then you took it out. Right. So therefore, when you picked it up, you didn't have any intention to steal it. Right. You picked it up. You're going to walk around with it. Then you change your mind. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. V'chi ay gavna mi mechayev? So you're not even chayev for that. You know why? Because v'amar of Simon, amar of Ami, amar of Yochanan, hamafana chafetzim izavas lzavas. If you're moving around things from one corner to another corner, you're cleaning up the house, and you're picking up stuff, and you're putting down stuff, and then v'nimlach aleihem v'hotzion, and then you change your mind and you walk out with it. Putter. You putter. You know why you putter? Shalohoysa kirimisha rishon alakach. Because at the moment you picked it up, You had no intention. You had no intention to leave with it. So your Akira was not with a machshava of Isra Shabbos. So you're not even chai for that. You hear this? I think it's the Shita Mekabetza just says, wait a minute, the guy's a thief. So maybe he's putting it down now, he's moving around, he's walking around the house because he can't leave the house now. Maybe the balabas came home. Maybe it's not a good moment. There's a cop down the block. He sees a policeman. He can't leave now. But of course he wants to leave with his wallet. He stole it. Right? So Shita Mekabetza says an amazing vart. The whole reason why when you pick it up you have to have kavanah is because Malachas Machshav is Asr Torah. You have to do Isr Shabbos with the intent to do Isr Shabbos. So if you're cleaning your house and then you change your mind, it doesn't count. But here, the guy's a thief. So when he picks up the wallet, of course he's intending to leave. Right? So the Shita Mekabetza says, you know what you see from here? That even if you have other thoughts in your head, besides Isr Shabbos, it's still not enough. It has to be exclusively Isr Shabbos. I picked up the wallet, of course I'm going to steal it. But I can't steal it right now. There's a policeman outside. I'll have to wait 15 minutes. You know what? That's not Isra Shabbos anymore. Because the malacha was, your intentions were not exclusively for Isra Shabbos. That's an amazing point. Anyway, so the Gemara says, you're not even chayv for that. So the Gemara says, no, lo tema, don't say almanas latznio. No, don't say that he picked it up to move it around the house. Ele'ema almanas lahotzio. He wanted to leave. 100% he wanted to leave. But, hachamai eskina, you know what happened? Kisha amad, he stood up and he stopped. He stood up and he stopped. If he stood up and he stopped, then what? He stopped. So then there's a brand new Akira. There's a brand new Akira. It's not at the same moment that he stole it, therefore there's no Kimlei. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, amad lamai, why did he stop? If he stopped to adjust his load, then orchahu, that's normal. And if it's normal, that's as if he didn't stop. Ella ba'omed lefush. It must be he stopped to rest. If he stopped to rest, it's as if it's a brand new Akira, which is not at the same moment as the theft, and therefore you wouldn't say Kimlei. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Ava lekasev mai. And what if he stopped to adjust his load, then potter? Then it would be potter. Why is he potter to pay? Because it's Kimlei. Because stopping to adjust your load is not considered stopping. So you picked it up and you carried it out in the same moment. And you know what? Potter. So wait a minute. The Brisa there said, but if you're kicking it out of the house, you're potter. Why are you potter? Because you didn't do it in the same moment. You're potter because you're potter to pay because that's Kimlei. So why do you have to bring a new case about kicking out of left field? Lifnog v'lif liberty day. You have a beautiful distinction over here by a guy who's standing up. Bamad devar mamurim. When are you chayiv? Ba'omed lafush. If you stop to rest. And then since you stop to rest, it's a brand new Akira, then it's going to be Yechayev to pay. It's not Kimlei. But Avalakat says, but if you did it to adjust your load, putter, you're going to be putter. Why are you going to be putter? Because it's one huge action. Why are you bringing in this case from the left field about dragging the wallet? There's no point in that. So the Gemara says, Ela Hamani? No, you know what this must be? It must be Benazahi. Benazai says, the Amar who says, Mahalech ka'ome dami. Mahalech, walking is like stopping. A very unusual shita. Benazai holds that walking is like stopping. Every time you walk, it's as if you stop. Therefore, you never can really be chayiv for Hotzah on Shabbos. You can never be chayiv for it. Because every time you stop, every time you walk, it's as if you stopped. And it's a brand new Akira, and you're never going to be chayiv. And the Rishonim Taka asks, how could you ever be chayiv according to Benazai? Right? So the Rishonim give two answers. Either according to Benazai, maybe halacha l'moshe mitzineh by carrying 4 hours in Rosh Hasharabim, even if you're going to stop. That's one answer. Or the standard answer is if you jump. If you jump such a long distance, then you are going to be chayiv for carrying. Okay? So the agadic vort of the day is as follows. It says in Parshas Bahaloscha that when Aaron HaKohen did the lighting the menorah, Rashi there says, unbelievable person Aaron HaKohen. You know what? He lo shina. He never deviated from lighting the menorah. He never deviated. And everybody asks the same question. What do you mean he never deviated? If Hashem told me to do something, I wouldn't deviate either.
If Hashem told you, you also wouldn't deviate. It's unbelievable Shevach that Aaron HaKohen didn't deviate. Who's going to deviate when Hashem talks to him? Nobody would. So the Medrash says, it's not that he didn't deviate. It's that every single day, Aaron looked at it as if he was doing it for the first time. With Simcha, unbelievable, and the Medrash there says that when Aaron HaKohen saw the menorah, he jumped, he leaped, he skipped, he was so excited. Right? Now, according to Ben Azai, who says that the only way you're going to be chayiv on Shabbos is if you jump, right? So wait a minute. We know that if Sukkot falls out on a Shabbos, or if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Shabbos, or if Purim falls out on a Shabbos, you don't blow shofar, you don't read Megillah, you don't take a lulav. Why not? Because maybe you're going to carry it 4 hours to Rosh Hashanah. Maybe you're going to carry it, but according to Ben Azai, the only way you can be chayiv is if you jump. So you know what? It's exactly the point. You're doing a mitzvah, you're so excited. Once a year, you're going to jump, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. Now, the Chassam Sofer gives a much more down-to-earth pshat, and he says, according to Ben Azai, the problem is not that you're going to jump, but that you're going to carry it from your house to the street, which is not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it's going to be Maver Dalet Amos per Shusarabim. So according to Ben Azai, the Chassam Sofer says it must be, that can't be a chashash. It's putting aside the Zvart. It's unusual to jump in the street. And we wouldn't be gozer for that. We said you're excited about mitzvos. That's a drush. That's not pashup shot. Pashup shot is you're going to be stam, you're going to just walk. But the answer is no. According to Ben Azai, it must be going from public, from private to public. Okay. Now, 1 second. So, aval zorek mai. What if you threw it? If you threw it, even Ben Azai would hold you chayef. Right? Then putter. You'd be putter to pay. Why would we be putter to pay? Because the chiyuv and the iser and the tashlumen and the misa come at the same moment. So then again, niflug v'lesibidi day. You can make a distinction within this case. When is everything true? B'mahalik. When you're walking. Aval zorig. But if you throw it, putter. You'll be putter to pay. Why? Because it would be kimle. So again, what are you in the case of dragging for? So the Gemara says, no. Megaira v'yotze istrichale. I wanted to tell you a bigger chiddush about dragging. What's the bigger chiddush? Sorry, that doesn't mean I would think, it's not a normal thing. To drag something, that's not normal. Kamash Malan, it's normal. Ubamai, and what kind of wallet was this? E Ravravi, if it's big, Urchahu, that's for sure normal. You can't carry otherwise. Certainly, that's not Chiddush in that. And E Bezutre, if it's very tiny wallet, Lav Urchahu, it's not normal. So you know what? Ella, Bimitsoi, it's an average, it's a middle sized wallet. Not so big, not so small. You know what? That's normal. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Uda'afke lehecha. Where did you carry this wallet? Where'd you carry it? Ida'afke le Rosh Hashanah. If you carried it into the Rosh Hashanah. So you know what? Isser Shabbos Ikka. There's an Isser Shabbos, yes, but Isser Geneva Lekka. But there's no Isser Geneva. Why is there no Isser Geneva? Because you can't acquire something in the street. You never acquired it for yourself yet. And e da afkei le rishus hayachid. If you acquired it in the rishus, if you carried it to the rishus hayachid, iser geneva ikka. There is an iser geneva, but iser shabbos leka. Right. So the Gemara says no. Lo tzricha. The case is da afkei le tzidei rishus harabim. You carried it to the side of the rishus harabim, which is where the overflow of people used to go. So ukeman, who's that like? If it's like Rabbi Elazar who holds the Tidei Rosh Hashanah is the din of Rosh Hashanah, then that makes perfect sense. But so 1 minute, Isser Shabbos Ikka, but it's the Gneva Lekka. It's still not Isser Gneva. Why? Has din of Rosh Hashanah. So you never acquired it. And Ikei Rabbana to Amri Tidei Rosh Hashanah, Lavku Rosh Hashanah Dami. That's not considered Rosh Hashanah. So you know what? Isser Gneva Ikka, Isser Shabbos Lekka. So again, where'd you take this wallet that you chayev at the same moment? So the Gemara says, "Alam kinder b'lezer v'chi amar b'lezer tzidei rishus rabim k'shus rabim dami." When did he say that tzidei rishus rabim is considered rishus rabim? That hanimil in chiyuv the Shabbos. That's only regarding in your Shabbos. Why? There's even because sometimes the dachi rabim v'alayel lahasam overflow of traffic, people will go there. So it's a din of rishus rabim only regarding Shabbos. But aval inyan mikna kani. But to acquire something, you can acquire it there. My time of why? Daha lo shlichi rabim. But listen, it's not a normal place where people go. Oh, when it's very crowded on a Shabbos afternoon, then people would spill over into there. But on a regular day, no. So therefore, you can acquire it. So it can happen at one time. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi gives another pshat, very lamdish pshat. Kigon, for example, Shetzi Rav Yadu Lamata Mishlosha. You put your hand under three tvachim from the ground, the kiblo, and you acquired it there. And Kidurava, the Amar Rava, Yadu Shal Adam Chashuvu Loka Arba Al Arba. Your own hand has its own separate rishos. So if that's true, why does it have to be three tvachim from the ground? It's a big, big discussion. What is the four-way machlokas? What's going on here? Rav Acha Masni Hachi, Rav Acha learned that, and Ravina Masni La'olam the Afkil Rishas Rabim. Really, he took it to Rishas Rabim. Uber Rishas Rabim Nami Kani, and in Rishas Rabim it can also be acquired. And they're arguing in a diuk in the following Mishnah in Maseches Baba Kama. Ditnan, the Mishnah says over there. Hayamoshcha v'yotze. If you're trying to steal someone's animal, and you pick it up and you're walking out, umes b'rishus b'ilam. You didn't get out the door yet. You're still on the guy's property, and you know what? The animal dies. Potter, you don't have to pay for that animal. You know why? You didn't acquire it yet. You stole another guy's house. Hagbio, if you picked it up, right, Moshko, I'm sorry, Moshko, this means you were leading it out. You're leading it out and it drops dead. And it's still in the guy's house. You're not chayav for that. But, Higbio, if you picked it up, oh, or Sheotziu, or Mirishuz Bailam, or you took it out, and you know what? Then Umeis. And then it died. Chayav. The chayav to pay. You know why? Because the minute you got it out of the guy's possession, it became yours. The chayav right away. So, Ravina daik mi reisha. Ravina was medayik in the first half of that, and Rav Acha medayik seifa. Ravina medayik reisha hayamoshcha v'yotze. If you were pulling it or taking it out, meis b'rishus habaylam, and it died in the rishus habaylam. Putter, you're putter. Taima, why you putter? The meis b'rishus habaylam, because it died. It wasn't yours yet. It died in the owner's house. Vaha hotziu mirishus bailim. Had you taken it out, umes, and then it would have died, chayev. You would have been chayev. And Rav Acha daik mi seifa. Rav Acha is medayik from the seifa. It says in the seifa, higbiu o shehitziu. If you picked it up or carried it out. Hotza dumi dagba. Getting it out is just like picking it up. Mahagbad asal rishusei. Just like when you pick it up, it becomes into your rishus. Therefore, they each hold that. So the Gemara just says, Ravacha Kasha. One second, where are we? Ravacha Kasha Resha, Ravina Kasha Seifa. So fine, so according to each of them, the other half of the Mishnah is a problem with them. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a problem. Ravacha Lo Kasha. Kamadalo Asil Rishuse, Rishus Bailam Karina Bay. No, as long as it's not called yours until it's yours. In other words, as long as it's not in your rishus bailam karina bay. It's called the other guys. And seifa l'ravina lokasha hotza dum yidagba. Hotza is just like agba lo amrina. We don't say such a concept. So just one point. The Tosfos, the Ritva asked, but wait a minute. Don't we have a rule that? Don't you acquire something if it goes into your dalet amos, similar to the hand? Don't we say that? Don't we say such a rule? We say it by get, right? You throw a get into the woman's property within her dalet amos, it becomes hers, right? So why don't we say the same thing over here? So the Ritva answers, we only say that by get. We only say that by a metzia. If you see it, if it's in 4 amos of you, we say it belongs to you. The get is only because we want to help people. We don't want people fighting over. We don't want people fighting over mitzvahs. We don't want the woman to be in the suffix if she got a get or not. So to help out people, we say that within your dalet amos, it's as if it's yours. But by gneiv, we're not going to say that. We're not going to encourage more isser. We're not going to make it easier for people to be usser for stealing. No, it's got to be mamash in your possession. All right, we'll stop over here. Everybody have a good moment, and we will continue to tomorrow.